the Rameau was a full-blown genius, a man of sterling character, man of great modesty, who at a very early age was the leader of Polish Jewry. And no question he died a young man, whether he died at 33 or 43, but he died a young man, and he had a life of tragedy. His family, many, many terrible things occurred. But the Rameau was the man that really united the Jewish people, because what he did is he took the Shulchan Aruch of Rabbi Yosef Karo, which, as I have explained to you, basically reflected the Sephardic opinions in Halacha and the Sephardic customs, and he took it and he wrote a commentary to it that he called Mapa, meaning the tablecloth. Rabbi Yosef Karo called his book the Shulchan Aruch, the set table. He called his commentary the Mapa, the tablecloth. Now, what he did, the genius of it is as follows. He did not write a separate book. What he did was write glosses in the text of Rabbi Yosef Karo's Shulchan Aruch. Had he written a separate book, then we'd have two Shulchan Aruchs. You'd have the Ashkenazic Shulchan Aruch and the Sephardic Shulchan Aruch. It's bad enough the way we are with one Shulchan Aruch. But if we had two, there would be no way to crawl out of the mess. But with his far-seeing eye, with the eye of genius, of prophecy almost, the Rameau did not write a separate Shulchan Aruch. Wherever he disagreed with Rabbi Yosef Karo, or wherever he felt the Ashkenazic opinion was not represented, he just wrote a gloss, an insert in the text. And by so doing, he made the book a universal book. From his time on, the Shulchan Aruch has always been printed that way, with the text of Rabbi Yosef Karo and the glosses of the Rameau printed within the text. So that made the Ashkenazic ideas now well known and appreciated by the Sephardim, and it made the Sephardish customs and everything well known to the Ashkenazim. Now the Ashkenazim always followed the text and the gloss of the Rameau. The Sephardim followed the text of Rabbi Yosef Karo, but the book is one book. There's one Shulchan Aruch. And because of that, as we'll see later, when the Kabbalah became much stronger, and when especially at the rise of the Hasidic movement, many of the Sephardic customs came into Ashkenazic use. Even though the Rameau did not, in his time, mention them as being part of the customs of Ashkenaz. Now, this combination of the Rameau and Rabbi Yosef Karo is what we call today the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef Karo is called the Machaber, the author. He's the Machaber. And the Rameau is called the Rameau. The Machaber and the Rameau together are the text of the Shulchan Aruch. The way it's printed, the way it's always been printed, is that the Machaber of Yosef Karo is printed in block letters, and the opinion of the Rameau, the commentary of the Rameau, is printed in Rashi letters, so that it's clear in the text who is whom, who's talking. But again, I cannot overemphasize how important it was that the Rameau made it one book instead of two. The Rabbi Yosef Karo also wrote a book of Shilas and Tshuvas that we have, a book of responsa, that's called Avkas Rochel. And that book is available. It's a famous book. But many of his Shilas and Tshuvas are quoted in the books of other contemporaries of the time. And in fact, he is quoted in the Shilas and Tshuvas